Classes out again. Secondary school teachers nationwide will walk off the job next Wednesday. And it doesn't end there. They're planning rolling nationwide strikes too. And a month of rostered disruptions to class where they'll refuse to teach different year levels on different days. Right now, the PPTA and ministry are in mediation over the offer of a $6,000 pay rise over 2 years. The unions are bargaining separately, but last week they held a joint strike. PPTA Te Wehinga Arua, acting President Chris Abercrombie joins me now. Kia ora, Chris. This is a significant escalation. Why now?
Oh, well, it shows how serious that secondary teachers are in getting this situation resolved. We want it sorted. We want to be back in the classroom teaching.
How far apart are you, though? Because aren't you in talks right now?
I'm always hopeful, but unfortunately, I'm looking less optimistic as the reports I've received. We seem to be further apart than we have been in the past, and so we're really hopeful that we wouldn't have to strike because we want to be in the classroom.
Okay, so the specifics of what you are doing in terms of industrial action, teachers will not attend meetings outside of school. What meetings are you talking about, and outside of what hours?
So it's from 8:30 to 4:30, and it's things like department meetings, staff meetings, etc.
Okay, how often does it happen that they're asked to do that?
Every school's different. Some schools there might not be, but some schools there's a regular occurrence.
Okay, and the 4 weeks where you're going to roster a different level home on various days, can you give us a bit more detail about that? Will it be the same day, same level around the country, or how will it work? And will those teachers still be at school?
So how it'll work, I mean, there'll be more communication coming through the parents' schools, but how it'll work, say, for instance, on a Tuesday, year 11s might not be taught. And those teachers will still be at school. They'll still be working in that time. They'll be catching up on work that they haven't completed.
So they'll still collect pay, even though they're not teaching the people they should be?
Unless the ministry locks us out, that's what will happen.
Do you think that's fair?
I think it's fair that teachers get the time to do their work and that they're working hard to try and get a resolution to this issue.
Who do you reckon is going to be most affected by this?
It's going to be our school communities, unfortunately. It's going to be the teachers, and it's not what we want. We want the ministry to settle this. We want progress. We don't want to be doing this.
Can you imagine that it may add to kids' anxiety? They've already, particularly in Auckland, had days off due to flooding. You know, are you prepared for the consequences of that?
Well, we have an exemption process that schools can go through, branches can go through to be exempt from the process. So we're making allowances for that. But I would argue what's causing more anxiety for our students is not having a suitably qualified teacher in front of them for their subjects.
What about parents? What would you say to them?
What I say to parents is I understand your frustration with these disruptions. We're frustrated by it. But parents want a qualified physics teacher. They want a qualified history teacher. They want a qualified PE teacher in front of their children, not just someone who was hired because they were a teacher.
Might you end up losing the room, though? Could you alienate some of those people who are your biggest supporters, like parents?
Or, as I say, parents want qualified teachers in front of their students. I've never met a parent that said, no, I want a less qualified teacher. And so this is about recruitment and retention of teachers, and that's what parents want.
You said that this could be averted if there is, well, significant progress. Can you be more specific? What would be significant progress?
Well, movement on pay and conditions. You know, this is our claims are about recruitment and retention. We want qualified teachers. And at the moment, there's a shortage. And there's no guarantee that the teacher in front of your child is a qualified PE teacher, for instance, or a qualified English teacher. And so that's not good enough for our young people.
So how much above the offer are you after?
Well, we just want cost of living increases, just as other people have got, you know. Life's a lot more expensive than it was in the past.
And so 7% a year?
7% in the first year, because that's what the cost of the CPI was, and there's other organisations have been given. And so it's about recruitment and retention. If we want teachers, you have to pay for it.
Thank you for joining us. That is Chris Abercrombie, who's the acting president of the PPTA.